Let's get to our game recap. And you wondered, off the big victory over Oregon State, how focused would the Pilots be against another NAIA opponent? But defensively, they were locked in early, and it was our AAA player of the game, the graduate transfer, Mikey Hand, who supplied the offense. Now Ali driving left. Comes back off the screen from Hen, turns the corner, gets into the lane, throw it out, Dasher for three, pump fake, he'll drive, get into the paint, little floater off the glass, too strong, tried to tip it up, still tip it, Hen's there for the putback. 10-3 at that point, at the 14.5-minute mark, and the Pilots crashing the offensive glass early on. The rebounding was in Portland's favor. From there, it was starting to see the three-point shot become more and more a part of this offense. Shooting overall hasn't been a great percentage, but off the bench, Clytus Griffith Jr. has been supplying a punch. Ahmed Ali remains at point. Eddie Davis now into the front court. Finds Griffith Jr. up top. Latrell Jones thought about a three, then dished it to Seymour. Back to Griffith Jr. He'll try a three on the right wing. Sized it up and knocked it down. Clytus Griffith Jr. 16-12 at that point. Midway through the first half, Portland would start to push away again. And this time it was the West Coast Conference Player of the Week, Ahmed Ali. Ali at the free throw line on top. Griffith Jr. pump fake a three. Swing it to Seymour. Back to Ali, wide open left angle three, and buried that one. Now Portland starting to dial in the distance. Clytus Griffith Jr. would hit another three, but it was Ahmed Ali starting to get into the middle of the teeth of the matchup zone and find room in the paint. Dasher with it. Couldn't get Jones on the long outlet pad. Dasher now. He'll wait for help. Griffith up top. Ali put it on the deck. Drive left. Floater from 12 feet is good for Ahmed Ali with a little teardrop. 31-19, the advantage. The Pilots closing out the half in style. And the finishing touch was again from Mikey Hen. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds remain in the half. Adams just waiting. Now he'll go. Gets a screen from Hen. Right, hooks it out to Hen. Wide open, look, three straight away and nailed it. Mikey Hen having a half. 40-25, the halftime advantage. Hen with 16. And they would go right back to him to start the second half. Here's Davis, back to Hen, swing it left. Jones beyond the foul line, cutting to the baseline. It's Davis on top. Hen, pump fake a three, can't get by DeSaulier. Trying to back in, little fadeaway 15-footer, and Mikey Hen feeling it. That's a career high for him now of 18 points. He'd finish with 21. His night was over shortly thereafter. He would pick up his fourth foul. And that allowed some of the young bigs to get involved, including the freshman from North Bend, Mount Si High School, Hayden Curtis. Pilots with the advantage. Ali spins in the paint, lobs it to Curtis on the right block, backing in, left-hand jump hook. Nice. Wilson wasn't close enough to him to affect that shot. 56-36, Portland would maintain a 20-point lead. Thanks again to Clytus Griffith Jr. And Ali trying to work through the horn set. Now 10 on the shot clock. Can't get guys in the right spot. Ferenson on top. Griffith, 5 to shoot. Fires a 28-footer and bails out the Pilots out of a poor offensive set. 70-50 at that point, and that is where Portland started to take its foot off the gas midway through that first half. But Eddie Davis was looked to once again to try and supply a charge as College of Idaho continued to chip away. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Seymour, swinging around, triplet, now right corner. Davis drives with the left hand, scoops it up and in, double clutch, took the contact with an and one opportunity. 79-60, 5.5 minutes from there, the reserves would come in. College of Idaho put on the full court pressure, made things semi-interesting, but Portland would hold on for the 88-74 win. They improved to 5-1 on the season, a fifth consecutive victory.